but you ring it over the, or you slide the horseshoe around the staff you have up, you throw that over it. Uh-huh. I don't know what this is called.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you nail the shoes onto?
Is his hoof.
Okay, and all a horse has four.
Hoof.
Huh?
Four hoofs or one?
Yeah.
Only, yes.
And, did you ever have sheep?
Ever have what?
Did you ever have sheep?
No, we haven't ever had any sheep.
Do you know what people raise sheep for?
Yes, for the wool.
And the female sheep is called the...
I don't know.
Do you ever hear you or yo?
Yo, yes, I have.
Does that sound familiar?
Yo. No, not too for me.
What about the male sheep? Do you know what he's called?
No.
What about hogs? You know, when they're... When they're first born, they're called
pigs.
And then they get a little older, they're
called bars or sows.
Okay, what's a bar?
That's the male hog.
Can it be used for breeding?
Yes.
Okay, and what about something? Okay, but between the age of pigs and bars or sows?
Shoat.
Okay, how old is a
shoat,
or how much does it weigh? How do you decide that?
Well, I just really don't know exactly how they decide that, but that's what they call them, shoats. They just don't know when to get up to the size.
Do you know whether it's when they're, you know, 50 pounds, 75 pounds, or?
Well, I don't think it would be that much.
Uh-huh.
About maybe 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about, A female that's never been bred, that would be a
sow.
Okay. Even if she's never been bred?
Yes.
Okay, and if you had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do to him?
Going to have him cut.
Okay. Any other word people might use?
Pinched.
Okay. And that means the same thing?
Yes.
And then he would be a... What would you call
sterile it? Home.
Okay. You know those stiff hairs that a hog has on its back, that when it gets angry, the hairs.
Yeah, we call them bristles.
Okay. And those big teeth.
Touches.
Okay. And, do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
No, nothing but a wild hog.
Okay. And the things that you put the food in for a hog would be?
A trough.
And if you had three or four of these, you'd say I have three or four?
Troughs.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you say that the calf began to?
Bell.
And the noise that a cow makes when her calf's taken away?
Low.
Okay, and the general noise that a cow makes at feeding time?
She's usually low.
Okay, and the general noise that a horse makes?
Whimper.
Okay, and if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, so you had to go out and feed them?
Those animals.
Okay, is there any other word you might use?
Stop.
Okay, and what about talking about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth?
Feed the chickens.
Okay. Would you use the word, if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would
you say feed the fowl?
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
And where do you keep hens?
Where do you keep them?
Uh-huh.